This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit. It's coming up day after tomorrow in Iowa. As you get ready for the Super Bowl, stocking up supplies, maybe you're having a Super Bowl party, don't forget the avocados. I'll share a little history with you coming up after this. Well, the Farm Futures Summit is here this week, day after tomorrow and Friday. And you know what? It's not too late if you want to attend to register and do so. The event is both Thursday and Friday, Iowa City, Iowa. Actually, they're at Coralville. And I know some growers will fly in because they do every year. They know the value of the information they gain from the agriculture economists, the farm business management specialists, and the fellow farmers who are there as well. This year, there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 presenters. I counted them on the website the other evening. About 30 altogether at the Farm Futures Business Summit to help you producers do a better job of managing your operations in very challenging times. You can get all of the information still right there at the website, farmfuturessummit.com. It's Thursday and Friday at Coralville, Iowa, farmfuturessummit.com. I saw the post on Twitter the other evening from my friend Chad Colby, who had visited with California avocado grower Martin Hine. Talking about that produce, it'll be in the spotlight here, Super Bowl weekend. But you know, that wasn't always the case. It was back in the 90s where it really became a matter of putting avocado in the spotlight for the Super Bowl frenzy. A PR company defies the idea of a guacamole bowl by soliciting chip dip recipes from NFL players and their families. Avocados are the main ingredient in guacamole, and hundreds of free avocado and guacamole samples were given out to sports reporters leading up to Super Bowl Day. And from that time forward, guacamole became a Super Bowl ritual. Over 105 million pounds of avocados are now consumed on Super Bowl Sunday. It's the biggest avocado day of the year. Second biggest is Cinco de Mayo. What you may not know is that the avocado spent most of its existence under a different name. Aguacate fruit was what it was called. Part of Central and South America since at least 500 B.C., and over time, people started referring to it as an alligator pear because of its green, leathery skin. Well, you can imagine, that didn't play too well with consumers. Who wants to buy avocado alligator pears? Well, the growers, the California Avocado Association, positioned avocados as a luxury food back in the 20s. But just selling avocados to the wealthy was kind of a niche play, so avocado growers needed to cultivate a much larger market to generate bigger revenues. And avocados have certainly ballooned in popularity. I'll be back after this.